Funding for the live broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is provided in part by Christus Spahn Health System, a South Texas community partner for generations. Christus Spahn is proud to be a part of your life, caring for families and providing quality medical care to all. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of the Cathedral Mass broadcasts. Additional funding is provided by the John G. and Marie Stella Kennedy Memorial Foundation, the Dr. and Mrs. Hugh A. Kennedy Foundation, and the Koch Foundation, supporting the Catholic Church and its ministries across South Texas.
Live from Corpus Christi, Texas, welcome to the Cathedral Sunday Mass, where the gospel is proclaimed and our spirit refreshed by the real presence of the living God. Join us as we celebrate the Holy Eucharist live from Corpus Christi Cathedral.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the Lord be with you. Good morning to all of you. And welcome to the Corpus Christi Cathedral. Those of you who are visiting, welcome to your home away from home. And thank you for your presence here, asking the Lord to continue to watch over you. If any of you are on spring break, that's just beginning, that he sees you into a very peaceful and restful week. If your spring break is concluding, God be with you. So, back to work. But all in all, welcome, and may the Lord continue to watch over us on this wonderful Sunday. And to all of you joining us via television, radio, and internet, social media, we welcome you and thank you for joining us from home, the hospital, nursing homes, or wherever you may be, and whether you are traveling this day as well. Please know that here we always keep you in our hearts and in our prayers, that your home and your togetherness with your family and friends always be filled with the love, peace, and joy of our Lord. My dear family, as we enter this fourth Sunday of Lent, we continue to journey with our Lord in the desert, arriving, God willing, at the Easter celebrations. In order to do so, let us begin by acknowledging our sins and asking for pardon from our Lord as we say, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault, and therefore I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and to you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Reconcile the human race to yourself in a wonderful way. Grant, we pray, that with prompt devotion and eager faith, the Christian people may hasten toward the solemn celebrations to come. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the second book of Chronicles. In those days, all the princes of Judah, the priests, and the people added infidelity to infidelity, practicing all the abominations of the nations and polluting the Lord's temple, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. Early and often did the Lord, the God of their fathers, send his messengers to them, for he had compassion on his people and his dwelling place. But they mocked the messengers of God, despised his warnings, and scoffed at his prophets, until the anger of the Lord against his people was so inflamed that there was no remedy. Their enemies burnt the house of God, tore down the walls of Jerusalem, set all its palaces afire, and destroyed all its precious objects. Those who escaped the sword were carried captive to Babylon, where they became servants of the king of the Chaldeans and his sons, until the kingdom of the Persians came to power. All this was to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah. Until the land has retrieved its lost Sabbaths, during all the time it lies waste, it shall have rest, while 70 years are fulfilled. In the first year of Cyrus, king of Persia, in order to fulfill the word of the Lord spoken by Jeremiah, the Lord inspired Cyrus, king of Persia, to issue this proclamation throughout his kingdom, both by word and in writing. Thus says Cyrus, king of Persia, all the kingdoms of the earth the Lord, the God of heaven, has given to me, and he has also charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is in Judah. Whoever, therefore, among you belongs to any part of his people, let him go up, and may his God be with him. The word of the Lord.
Tongue be silenced if I ever forget.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he has for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. By grace you have been saved, raised us up with him, and seated with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from you. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, so no one may boast. For we are his handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for the good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them. The word of the Lord.
According to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the desert, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, so that everyone who believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever believes in him will not be condemned, but whoever does not believe has already been condemned because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the verdict, that the light came into the world, but people preferred darkness to light because their works were evil. For everyone who does wicked things hates the light and does not come toward the light, so that his works might not be exposed. But whoever lives the truth comes to the light, so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God." The Gospel of the Lord. Today we celebrate the fourth Sunday of Lent, also known as Lectari Sunday, which simply means rejoice. And it marks about the halfway point of our Lenten season. This Sunday is very similar to what we call Gaudete Sunday during our Advent season. And I mentioned the basic meaning, and to expand on that a little bit for us, is to take time from our penitential season that we have of Lent to stop and smell the roses, so to speak. It means for us to rejoice. It means for us to be a happy and joy-filled people, and to realize that even though we must live through the Good Fridays of our lives, Easter Sunday is very near. Understanding that without a Good Friday, we have no Easter Sunday. We have no resurrection. So today we call attention to this Lateri Sunday, this rejoicing, by changing the color of our vestments to rose. Now, I would never say change to pink, especially because I'm working for our diocesan liturgist, so I would never do that, Father Pete. This is rose, a rose vestment. So everyone, God bless you, and please rejoice, because the life that's been given to us is a beautiful life. Today's scripture lessons, actually, in all three readings, especially the first two, recount and kind of make us aware, all of us, of our human frailties, of our sinfulness, of our stubbornness, of our free will to go our own way many times when we do this, all the time, leaving God completely out of the picture. The first reading from the Old Testament is from the second book of Chronicles, gives us that sad history that God's holy people were unfaithful, and as we heard in Scripture, committing infidelity upon infidelity, polluting God's temple. You remember what Jesus did last Sunday? He cleansed the temple of all of that clutter, of all of that pollution. And there was a larger lesson in that for all of us, that we need to cleanse our own temples of all the pollution that we let in. And Lent, the season of Lent, is the ideal time to do that. And so when this happened to the Israelites, they were finally taken from their own land and went into exile in Babylon. It was the beginning of the Babylonian exile. But you see, the story doesn't end there. In keeping with the theme of rejoicing, God brings some of his people back to Judah, to Jerusalem, to rebuild the temple, rebuild it anew. The account from the Old Testament Chronicles can be said to be a pattern that is repeated many times in the life of our Jewish ancestors. But let's be honest here. It also has taken place and continues to take place in the life of our own church, as well as our own personal lives. You know, we drift and we go back and forth, all of us. All of us as human beings find it difficult at times to remain faithful. And I'm right at the top of the list. We have our ego. We have our zeal for life. We have that whatever it is, pop culture and everything around us. And so when we are unfaithful, when that happens to us, you know, we all do this. We justify our actions. Otherwise, we wouldn't be unfaithful. But we justify what we're doing. And so when we're unfaithful, God loves us so much. It's hard to believe that anybody can love us that much unconditionally. God loves us so much, he gives us free will to pick and choose. But he also allows things to happen because of our own choices. And then we suffer the consequences. But quite often, hopefully, quite often, most of us come to our senses and we return to the Father. And then there's rejoicing, which it should be. Remember the story of the prodigal son? We all remember that. You know, probably one of our favorite parables of Jesus. The prodigal son, who finally came to his senses and returned to the father repentant and sorry for his unfaithfulness. Remember when he came to his senses? He was in the pig pen. And he was feeding the hogs. He was feeding them the corn cobs. And he said to himself, no one's even offering me this to eat. I don't have anything to eat. I'm starving. And the pigs are eating this. But in my father's home, the servants eat better than this. So I'm going to repent. I'm going to return to my father and confess my sins. And what did the father do? When he saw the son far off coming, there was rejoicing. He had a celebration. There were no conditions. Father didn't put conditions on him returning. And so we move along in our scripture lesson. The second reading is from the letter to the Ephesians. To the Ephesians, that community in Ephesus. And again, it addresses our human frailties, but it also addresses the unconditional love and mercy of our God. You know, just paraphrasing on some of the lines here, God, even when we're dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ. And then later on in the letter, it says, it is the gift of God. See, it's nothing we did. This is offered to us by God as a gift. It's a gift. We just don't see it sometimes. Our hearts are closed. You know, when the prodigal son returned to the father, as I mentioned, there was no hesitation on the father's part. He put a ring on the son's finger. He put a cloak on his shoulders, sandals on his feet. The gifts were given freely without qualification and conditions. And again, you know, sometimes it's very hard for us as human beings with our finite minds to conceptualize having a God that can truly love us this much in this way with no conditions. And why? Because we judge God as we act with our many conditions that we put on things. We judge God with our human understanding. And then finally, in today's gospel, St. John tells us that powerful passage. You know, you see it all the time in sports venues, John 3:16, and God so loved the world. What a powerful passage from John. But it's not just that portion right there. God did not send his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Whoever lives the truth comes to the light so that his works may be clearly seen as done in God. As I mentioned before, all of us have been here. Many times our lives, you know, get complicated. They're complex. You know, sometimes the older I get, I want to clear out all that clutter, and I just want to make things simple. You know, the older I get, the simpler I want it to be. But so often our hearts are closed, and our minds get cluttered with all of these quote-unquote things of the world, all of these important things. We leave God out. And because of this clutter, we don't listen to God's word. We can't hear. It's too filled up with everything else. And even when we do hear, sometimes we don't fully believe. You know, we're kind of lukewarm. So friends, today I leave you with this message on this Lectare Sunday, where we wear our rose vestments, when we should rejoice. Let us just, even if this one day, let's be a joy-filled people. Let's open our hearts. Let's, just for this day, if you can, unclutter your mind, even if it's for an hour. Turn everything off and just be. And if you have to be, sit there, you know, quietly, fine. Or go outside, if the sun comes out, that is. Or be with your spouse, be with your family. And unclutter yourself. Let us clean this clutter of our own personal temples, okay? Our own personal temples that house the Holy Spirit. And stop polluting them. And open our hearts. And let's listen. For once in our lives, let's listen to God. At least let's give it a try. Because I'll tell you, God only wants to tell us that He loves us, and He invites us to live a life of commitment to Him. And I tell you this, and always remember, it's never too late. It's never too late. You might be looking, some of you might be looking and say, yeah, but you know, it's I'm old. Doesn't matter. It's never too late. Never too late to open your heart. So let's start. So I leave you with this message. Rejoice and return to the Father. May God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Together we profess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. My dear family, realizing God's love for us, let us ask that He hear the needs we now present.
For the church, that we might take the selfless love of God that we have known in our lives and extend it to those in need, imitating God's generosity in our actions, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For leaders of every stripe, that like King Cyrus of Persia, they might be willing to be instruments of God's grace, bringing tolerance and hope to the people in their care, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That those preparing for the Easter sacraments may always realize God's promise of eternal life through Christ's sacrifice, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all of us, that we may turn away from darkness and live in the light of truth and draw others to the light that God shines on the world, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That God may extend His healing hand upon those who continue to be affected by the coronavirus, and bless those who minister to them, We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the intentions of this Mass, for the eternal repose of the souls of Ruben Pettis, M.A. Soledad Hernandez, Jose Rolando Gonzalez, Susana Molina, Lydia J. Rivera, Maria Guadalupe Hinojosa. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now, my dear friends, for all those prayers we hold in the silence of our own hearts. For all of these, our personal needs, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer. Gracious and loving Father, all this we ask through Christ our Lord. Amen. That my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God the Almighty Father. We place before you with joy these offerings which bring eternal remedy, O Lord, praying that we may both faithfully revere them and present them to you as is fitting for the salvation of all the world through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation, always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For you have given your children a sacred time for the renewing and purifying of their hearts, that freed from disordered affections, they may so deal with the things of this passing world as to hold rather to the things that eternally endure. And so with all the angels and saints, we praise you as without end we acclaim. Of all holiness, make holy therefore these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, that they may become for us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more giving thanks, gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. As we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation. Giving thanks, you've held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly we pray that, partaking of the body and blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world, and bring her to the fullness of charity together with Francis our Pope, Michael our Bishop, and all the clergy. Remember all our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, all who have died in your mercy, welcome them into the light of your face. Have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, Blessed Joseph, her spouse, your blessed apostles, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, may we merit to be co-heirs of eternal life and praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Together with faith and hope, we all dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the
glory. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Peace of the Lord be with you always.
Let us offer each other a sign of peace.
Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter into my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. Those of you who continue to join us from home, the hospitals, nursing homes, or wherever you may be this day, please join with me in the prayer for spiritual communion. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament of the altar. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen.
I rejoice because it was.
Let us stand in prayer. O God, who enlighten everyone who comes into this world, illuminate our hearts, we pray, with the splendor of your grace, that we may always ponder what is worthy and pleasing to your majesty and love you in all sincerity. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. My dear family, before the final blessing, let us offer the fifth day novena prayer to Saint Joseph. Please permit me to take my phone out because that's where it's at. As the solemnity of Saint Joseph approaches, we recall the service of authority which Saint Joseph carries out in the Holy Family. The Gospel of Saint Luke says, when 8 days were completed for his circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. You have given him rule over the works of your hands. Put all things at his feet. Let us pray. Hail, guardian of the Redeemer, spouse of the Blessed Virgin Mary. To you God entrusted his only Son. In you Mary placed her trust. With you Christ became man. Blessed Joseph, to us too, show yourself a father and guide us in the path of life. Obtain for us grace, mercy, and courage, and defend us from every evil. Amen. O head of the Holy Family, obtain for us through your divine Son the grace to accept God's upward calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. Saint Joseph, guardian of all families, pray for us. Thank you, my dear family, for continuing to join with me in the novena that leads us to the solemnity of Saint Joseph coming this Friday. So pray and hope and pray you can make it to Mass on that day. He is the guardian of all families, as he was entrusted with Jesus and Mary as well. Praying that you have a wonderful, blessed Sunday. And of course, I want to wish little Mason here a happy birthday. It was his birthday yesterday, and it's his dad's birthday today. And his dad is with our Lord in heaven, where I showed him when they had the funeral here. So his dad and him always celebrate their birthdays side by side, and he celebrates with you and all of you each and every day. May God's blessings be with all of you always, and with all of us each and every day. The Lord be with you. May the blessings of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit come upon you and remain with you forever. Amen. Thanks be to God. And remember what Deacon said, be joy-filled all day. In other words, no complaining. So go and be filled with great joy wherever you go. My dear family, please wish each other a very blessed, joyful Sunday.
Hello, I'm Father Pete Alisandro, Rector of the Corpus Christi Cathedral. And on behalf of Bishop Movi and the Cathedral family, we want to thank you for joining us for the celebration of the Holy Eucharist. May God continue to bless you and all of your loved ones with his love, peace, and joy. And may you always know how we carry you always in our prayers. And may Almighty God bless you and keep you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
The weekly broadcast of the Cathedral Sunday Mass is made possible in part by the generosity of Christus Spahn Health System, a part of your life, providing advanced quality care and vital services close to home and dedicated to keeping South Texas healthy and strong. More information is available at christusspahn.org. Our thanks to Christus Spahn Health System and the Sisters of Charity of the Incarnate Word for their support of this broadcast. If you have been blessed by our efforts and would like to support the Cathedral TV Mass Ministry, consider sending a tax-deductible contribution to the address on your screen. The Cathedral Sunday Mass is a ministry of Corpus Christi Cathedral and CCN, the Catholic Communications Network.